There are more questions today about what has been happening in children's hospitals. Following a story in the Sunday Times, focus has switched to an internal report by Children's Health Ireland. It alleged that a consultant using the National Treatment Purchase Fund had referred patients from the public waiting list to his private practice. It also said the children would have been treated earlier if the consultant had referred them to colleagues where he worked. The head of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, has said any misuse of public funds would be referred to the Gardaí, while a statement from CHI said they regularly conducted internal reviews to ensure any issues were identified. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, was asked about the Sunday Times report by reporters in Killarney a short time ago.
Yeah, I read that report yesterday. I think it's very worrying, and I know that the Minister for Health is already working in terms of strengthening governance within CHI, and there are a number of appointments from the HSI to the board of CHI now. That needs to be followed up, that issue, in addition to the report that was published late last week in respect of the surgeries for dysplasia, where it transpired that quite a number of them, particularly in Temple Street and in Kappa, did not meet the criteria that the author of the report had set as a reasonable criteria to justify surgical intervention. So I think these are very, very serious issues that we will continue to follow up on in respect of CHI more generally.
Priscilla Lynch, health journalist and clinical editor of the Medical Independent, joins us. Priscilla, this Sunday Times report has raised several questions. Can we start with a few words about the National Treatment Purchase Fund, which was set up more than 20 years ago now? What does it do?
Well, the essential mission of the fund was simply to decrease waiting lists in the public system by paying for public patients to obtain treatment in the private system in Ireland originally. That was over 20 years ago. So its remit has broadened since then. So it negotiates nursing home prices and it validates and publishes waiting lists. Now, it was very successful in its remit. So in the first 5 or 6 years, it dramatically helped reduce waiting lists in Ireland, and it was actually wound down somewhat. But in recent years, obviously, we've seen a huge surge in our public hospital waiting lists, and particularly since COVID, and its budget has increased significantly since then. So, I mean, even this year, its budget is 230 million to address waiting lists, and compared to 110 million in 2021. So it's been increasing significantly. It's also changed its approach in recent years, because originally it used to outsource to the private system, but there was criticism that that was a sticking plaster, that we should be building capacity within our public health system, and that perhaps it could treat patients more in public systems. So this is where it's gone insourcing. So that's an initiative which uses spare capacity in public hospitals, so weekends and evening time, and pays overtime to staff and opens its theatres then. So last year, a lot of its work would have actually been insourcing. So 44% of public patients last year were facilitated in private hospitals, but the majority of them, over half, were through insourcing initiatives in public hospitals. And it does actually help the public system quite a bit. I mean, 250,000 patients last year, just over 250,000, would have had operations, procedures, diagnostic scans and appointments through the NTPF. A lot of those in the public system itself in the evenings and weekends, and then some in the private sector. So it is seen there as helping us reduce our public waiting lists, and it has had an increase in budget in recent years. But something since the start of when it was implemented is obviously the potential for conflict of interest when consultants that work in the public system, if they were referring patients on their public waiting lists to be seen by them in private hospitals or in overtime. So that's where the centre of the story at the weekend focuses around. And there have been reviews over the years looking at the NTPF looking at this phenomenon, and about 8% of its referrals for these private appointments by consultants one year were by the referring consultant themselves to their private clinic. Now, when you look at cases of perhaps rare diseases or very specialised services, there might only be one or two consultants in the country. They would have said that this is the best way they can see these patients. Their waiting lists are very long and they would want to see them as soon as they can. And if they can utilise private health insurance or the NTPF, they want to use it that way. But when you are insourcing and you are referring a patient to be treated by you or seen by you privately, through this, either in a public hospital in the weekend or in a private hospital, the understanding is that you've exhausted all other options for those patients, that there may be one of your colleagues, have you asked any of your colleagues in the hospital that would treat these type of patients, could they see them? Could they see them in that clinic? Or within the hospital group itself, would there be other consultants that could see them as well? The NTPF has pointed out that it is concerned about this story, and it has also pointed out that the referring hospital is in charge of the governance arrangements, so that it would have been satisfied that all other options for utilising public resources would have been exhausted before the NTPF would have been looked to provide this particular service, and so that it should have been following those particular rules and that it does carry out audits. So there is a lot of concern about what has been found, and obviously calls for further investigations into this.
Yeah, as you say, since yesterday we've received a number of statements, but Bernard Gloucester of the HSE, when he was on This Week yesterday, was clear that he wants this report, the report into what happened in this particular case, he wants it to be published. Is that likely to happen?
Well, there is pressure now on CHI to publish that report. It was a report that they would have conducted themselves internally. And if these issues were identified by this report, it was pointed out that should there have been referrals to the Department of Health, the HSE, and potentially the Medical Council to look at the particular issues there, there are serious issues in relation to governance being raised there, clinical governance and oversight of the use of the funds there, because, you know, it raises quite a number of questions. So there are calls for it to be published. There are calls for further investigation and for there to be more openness and transparency on how the fund itself is being used. And as I said, a lot of public patients are treated through the fund, and it is seen as good governance and good continuity of care for them to be treated in the public system where possible, utilising funds from the NTPF. And the NTPF has also funded, say, a dedicated theatres and tried to help increase capacity. So this has really thrown a spotlight on getting further oversight and information on how it works and how it has been utilised by hospitals and whether there need to be further checks and balances.
Priscilla Lynch, thank you very much for talking to us.